Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can you imagine a better romance novel than you're producing radio and Dan Issel sets you up with a young lady that turns into your wife?
And James Strebel.
Can you imagine that?
It's
like
great.
Suddenly Issel's at your wedding.
Yeah.
Like, can you just imagine that?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The entire field there, Preakness 146, and we'll have it right here on ESPN Louisville. Coverage does begin at 8 a.m. on Saturday with the Horse Racing Radio Network Equine Forum. Again, you can catch that right here each week, but also on Saturday right here on 680 105.7. Our good friends there at the Horse Racing Happy Hour will join us 11 to 1 on 680 105.7. I think Megan Devine and your boy Louis Rabot going to be out there at Pimlico, and then Preakness 146 coverage on all stations. I say that thinking that U of L baseball will be done by then. We shall see. All stations right here on 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. And it's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, Kim Crawford Wines, and Kroger Fresh for everyone. Mitch, do we have Frank? Is he ready to roll? Alrighty, Frank Hanks joins us here on ESPN 680 105.7 from Blood Horse, if you want to follow him there. Also on Twitter at @BH_FHanks. Frank, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we've made it. It's been quite the eventful weekend and week here. I guess let's just start with a general question and then maybe get into a couple specifics.
Sure.
You know, with the rumors coming out, I guess on Saturday, the impromptu press conference Mother's Day morning, Sunday morning, with Bob Baffert, his lawyer there, the media circuit yesterday, the news coming down today, you know, the draw's coming up in what, 10 minutes or so. What has interested you the most in this story?
Boy, that's a good one. I mean, I guess to me the most interesting thing, and I'm not totally sure interesting is the right word, but the most surprising thing to me is I've never seen a trainer of this level have five positives in a year involving top level horses and top level races. I mean, of these five positives, we're now talking, or potential positive with the Derby, that still needs to be confirmed, but it's highly likely that it will be. So we're talking the Kentucky Derby, the Arkansas Derby, we're talking a champion racehorse, Philly and Gamine, we're talking about Charlatan, I mean, we're talking about graded stakes winner in Merneith. So I've never seen anything like this.
Okay, so let's go from here. I thought that his media circuit did him a great disservice. Now, I want to be 100% honest. I like horse racing. Going to the Derby is great. The Triple Crown, we run all the stuff here, but I don't follow it day to day. And I have
sure
seen
am.
Colleagues of mine, Frank, that have been, you know, like legit hurt, you know, what this could do for racing, and big fans of Bob Baffert. And so I don't share that emotion. I also don't share that it's just the end of horse racing, because I've been hearing about, you know, horse racing getting a damn commissioner since I've been talking about horse racing for a decade or so. I mean, has Bob lost the inner people, do you think, in horse racing? Because, I mean, there's a great chance here he's going to lose the Kentucky Derby. How would you handicap what's being talked about, I guess, in those horse racing inner circles?
I mean, just obviously, each time you get in trouble, it's of more concern. I think to your listeners, I think it should be made clear that on the human side, I think all of the focus on in terms of drugs on race day are drugs that would make you run faster. And unfortunately, racing had a scandal involving that in 2020, in which two high-profile trainers were—they're now facing federal charges. So that's a very, very serious thing. But that's another story. In the case of Bob Baffert, so the other type of drug of concern in horse racing, unlike the human side, is a drug that would deaden pain or allow the horse to race under some kind type of, you know, ailment. So obviously we want to keep our horses healthy. So the racing doesn't want that in place, and it's become a bigger story in recent years. And racing has made huge strides in addressing the equine safety issue. In the last 10 years, catastrophic breakdowns have been reduced by 30%. So they were already rare, and they're even more rare today because of rules like this. These are areas where rules have been made more stringent to protect the horse. So that's the concern here, is the protection of the horse. So while he wasn't putting anything in this horse's system to make it run faster, there's still rules in place, and everybody has to follow them. And if you're not following them, on some level, you have an advantage over a trainer that is following them. So that's why these rules are important to enforce. And that's where we're at there. I feel like I may not have answered all of your questions.
Well, I guess here's my thing, Frank. And I just don't, Frank Angst with us from Bloodhorse. I just don't know. I mean, listen, he's going to lose the Derby. But to me, if that, you know, obviously if all the testing comes down, to me, that doesn't, you know, to me now, it doesn't taint the Derby, even though the last couple years has been difficult for a myriad of reasons. And I guess I'm skeptical when I hear, well, I mean, today, around the office today, just from everybody at ESPN Louisville, I feel like in the guests that have come on, it's been this, well, this is a horse racing thing, and we need a commissioner, and the rules in California need to be uniform with the rules in Kentucky, and it's like steroids in baseball. We made excuses that the writers turned their back and Bud Selig and the fans and everything else when the root of it was a guy cheated.
Yeah,
right?
that's a really good summation, Andy. I appreciate that because all these rules are in place and there have been problems with uniformity, but a lot of that has been addressed. That problem has largely been solved. And no other trainer that started a horse in the Kentucky Derby has had this kind of problem. So everybody else has figured out how to play by the rules. So it really strikes me as this is Bob Baffert's problem. And he'll have to answer to it.
And it's the Derby, Frank.
Put out today.
And it's the Derby.
Yeah.
You get ready. Well, like, sorry to interrupt, but you get ready for the Derby, and in whatever way the trainers and horses and everything else get ready for the Derby. And part of that is making sure these levels are appropriate. That's part of this.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is the race that crosses over into the interest of the general public. I wish more races did, but quite frankly, this is the race that people identify with. So it puts that extra amount of attention on it. And really, the statement that he put out today, that basically confirms that he committed a violation. If it's ultimately determined that the source of this betamethasone was from this topical ointment, that's his responsibility. That's a foul. In racing, you're not allowed. The trainer has to make sure that that doesn't occur. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, in my opinion, he pretty well admitted to the foul today.
Yeah, no, and that was 24 hours, and I don't know how much you follow basketball, but we've been making the parallels of Rick Pitino, Bob Baffert and Rick Pitino, and what they did know and what they should know. That's been the conversation. Frank Angst with us from Bloodhorse. Churchill Downs, their handling thus far, what do you make of that?
I mean, so... The racing regulator in Kentucky to suspend someone, it's a drawn-out process, the first step of which is awaiting a split sample. And I think we can all understand that. This is how a person makes their living, so you want to make care to make sure that all the evidence is correct. That's all well and good, but it leads to a drawn-out process. Churchill Downs, they make, when we get back to normal years,
right,
hopefully that's coming up soon. In a normal year, they make about $20 million Kentucky Derby week. They are going to protect that race with everything they got. So on their own, aside from the regulator, they pretty well immediately said, hey, Bob Baffert cannot start a horse at our track until we get some resolution on this. I think they have to do that. I mean, this is their... This is their valuable asset, and they have to protect it. If people lose faith in the results on the track, that's a terrible thing for Churchill Downs Incorporated.
And what did you make of the deal with Pimlico, the extra, I guess the Jockeys Club, I apologize for not having all the verbiage right,
his
two horses will be racing if all the, you know, obviously the blood tests and everything go as is on Saturday. And then to piggyback that, I mean, I think he should be there. I mean, Bob Baffert didn't mind yesterday doing the media circuit and calling in every favorite that he had. And I understand that. His candor and storytelling and success and accessibility, Derby Week and other big races, I mean, he's the GOAT when it comes to all of this. And it's bought him some goodwill. And then the news comes out this morning, and now it's, wow, here's a statement through my lawyer, and I'm not going to be there in Baltimore because I don't want to be, you know, I mean, you are the story, whether you're there or not. Obviously, what do you make of the news today?
Yeah, on the racing side, Bob's always been very. I mean, he's been an asset for racing, quite frankly, because
he's
great at talking about the sport and loves the game, and that comes across on all these legal issues. He's fairly accessible, but once things look like it's going down the legal type avenues, it goes through his attorney very much. And I will give credit to the attorney. They do get in touch with us and everything on that front.
Frank Hanks with us. Stripping, if the Derby is stripped from him, I don't know. I mean, you love horse racing. You follow it. Well, what's your reaction to that? That bothers people because that's going to happen here potentially.
It'll be a black eye for racing for sure to have the winner of the apparent winner of your biggest event disqualified for a drug positive. It hasn't happened since the year I was born in 1968 was the previous time a winner was taken down. And for what it's worth, that horse was allowed to go on and compete in the Preakness in Belmont. So there's some amount of precedent there. I would have felt strongly, if this was a performance-enhancing drug, I would have felt strongly that Pimlico and Maryland Jockey Club need to not allow this horse to run. With that not being the case and the case still being open, I mean, the split sample, I would say it's probably a 1% chance this would happen, but there's some chance that it would come back and not match, and then everybody would feel bad that they didn't give this horse a chance. So while it's probably an off chance that that would happen, I think it's probably better to go ahead and let this horse run.
I was just sent an article. Spendthrift moving some of its horses to Baffert's Barn. Do you think, let's say he loses the Derby here and takes, you know, a Churchill, maybe a suspension, whatever punishment is out there, do you think ultimately or his ultimate punishment will be not getting all of the, you know, the amount of best horses that he gets? Or do you say, hey, you know, he's been dinged a few times, but he's got hundreds upon hundreds of horses, and I'll kind of take the bet that it won't be my horse, right, or my few horses that will be the couple a year that gets dinged. What do you think the future holds there?
Yeah, that's the thing is to this point, owners have continued to support him despite the four positives last year. I would say that would be the biggest sanction that could possibly face him is if the top owners that have supported him stop sending him horses. And this well-publicized embarrassment could very well potentially have that effect.
Well, Frank, take care. Good meeting you on the radio. Keep pumping out the content there. Say hello to our friend Byron King, and we'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
We'll do that. Thanks, Andy.
Right, thank you. There we go. Frank Hanks with us here, providing a couple minutes here as the news continues to move today. 437-9680. All right, so we're going up over the top here. Mitch, go ahead and quickly hit our legal ID on the take. There it is.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfurt.
Louis Rabeau showed up at the office,
and I
see these videos.
He is here, but I hit the illegal ID before we had Frank on, so we didn't need to hit it.
I didn't know. We weren't listening.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, we were doing prep, and Strebel was ranting about Jack Harlow off air. He was ranting.
Was he really? I didn't hear
that. He was screaming about Jack Harlow. He was scaring the dogs.
I was. Poor Ruby looked at me like
what's
she wanted
Louis
to cry.
What's Louis Rabeau doing there? What's happening at the office? Nick Valvano's taking video. I'm being tagged in video. I'm tagged in a video with Wayne Brady. What's happening back at the station?
So Louis Rabeau is here because if people remember, I lost my ass on the Kentucky Derby,
right,
thanks to a cheating Medina Spirit. And so I had
to... Well, that's not the reason.
And so I had to sell some things, and one of those things was a Nintendo Wii. And Louie reached out last week and said,
oh,
hey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's like, my kid, I got, he has three kids. I got four controllers. So he's like, I'll purchase the Wii from you. And I gave him a little discounted price since, you know, he's going to give me some free winners on the, you know, for Preakness Stakes.
Of course, you want to take the sure thing money. You want to gamble with this.
Oh, no, that's the thing now is he brought this proposal to me.
Okay.
And said, he pulled out $100 and he said, I can either give you this cash here right now, or we can go halvesies on a pick four on the Preakness Stakes. Whatever you want to do. And so I think I'm going to go halvesies on the pick four.
You think, Mitch? Mitch! Mitch, you're selling your apartment because of your gambling addiction. And then a guy's going to give you $100 in a sale, and now you're rolling it over to this great unpredictable thing called horse racing.
No, this is what I got, a horse handicapper right behind me. So these are going to be my picks. These are going to be Louie's picks.
Then you're going to hate Louie.
Yeah, then you're going to get mad at Louie Rabeau.
You're going to have contempt in your heart towards Louie Rabeau. You're not going to hit a pick four.
I know what's going to happen. Friday, Saturday,
what's
going to
happen, Strieble? What's going to happen, horse expert James Strieble?
No, it has nothing to do with the horses. Saturday evening, Andy and I will be hanging out.
He's going to sulk.
He's going to send Moody snarky, Mitch. Nasty texts. Yeah. Bum Louie Rabeau lied to me.
Lost my
money. I should have taken the $100. Yeah. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Yeah. I'm telling you. This has nothing to do with horse racing expert James Strieble. I know what – I'm a Mitchell Hannigan expert. If I'm an expert on anything, it's Mitchell Hannigan. I know what you're going to do.
He's right. I hate to
and
say it.
And I'm just going
to
block you. I'm going to block your text Saturday. I don't want to hear it. We're telling you
Don't
crumb crying to us.
There's other things I've sold. I don't want to dive totally into my financials.
What have you sold lately?
The Xbox. I was selling three things: the Wii, which Louie just purchased; the Xbox, which someone else purchased; and I still have to get rid of this sound bar I've been hanging on for 5 years. All three of those things I haven't used in over a year. So it's not like I'm selling my possessions that I care about. Haven't used these.
The other
things.
Thing is Louie Rabeau is buying the oldest game system ever, and he's gonna get home and it's not gonna work in 2 weeks or something.
It's Wii Sports isn't
gonna
work.
And then Louie Rabeau is going to have contempt in his heart for Mitch.
Well, he understands the sale's final.
The sale's final now.
So you're giving $100 towards the pick four. Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
Texas says selling your possessions off to pay gambling debts is not a good thing.
It's not
paying off my gambling debts.
It's just stuff I've been wanting
to sell for a while.
Let's put it this way. Was it $2,000 that Kenny Johnson was alleged to give Brian Bowen Sr. It was 2,000, I think, or maybe it was 1,300, whatever it was.
Ballpark.
Let's say that they agreed upon $2,000, and Kenny Johnson goes and gets $2,000 out of his bank that day.
Right.
That would not look good because of the timeline. The timeline of you having a disastrous, yet another disastrous betting weekend, backed up with putting your stuff on Facebook Marketplace, the timing suggests the opposite of what you're trying to sell me. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And that's what the listeners are going to look at. They're going to look at Mitch lost money Thursday, Friday, Saturday of Derby week, put stuff up for sale on Sunday. That's
what I just said.
Yes. And I'm just trying to make that clear to Mitch.
Texas says Mitch has sold his soul.
Well, he hasn't done that.
Texas says, I'll literally buy the shirt off your back for $5.
Okay, so I'm wearing an ESPN Louisville shirt, so I can grab one from the
$5.
Yeah, I can grab one from the back. So if you want to come to the station, I'll literally take my shirt off my back and give it to you for $5.
There it is. 337 West Carter Boulevard.
He'll be there.
That's the address to the station.
If they
there
start knocking
go.
On the door, that'd be great.
$5 shirt off your back.
Yep.
Texas says Mitch is starting to sound like Uncut Gems 2.
I still need to watch that. I haven't watched it yet. I still need to watch it.
Texas brings up a great point. Would Mitch, if he would have, buddy of mine sends me this, and he's right. if Mitch would have ended up striking up a relationship mm-hmm. with that young lady, then instead he went and got blacked out with his buddies,
yeah.
would he quit gambling? Because a woman's going to be horrified of this. And you're going to be spending money on a woman.
Yes. I don't think he'd quit, but I think that...
I think he would.
I think it would be drastically reduced.
I think he would. Yeah.
I think Strabo's more right. I think I'd drastically reduce it. I honestly don't gamble a whole lot. Like I said, in the summer, I'm more chill. Football and basketball season, it's a little reckless, yes.
Summer, but I'm more chill. You were betting baseball, losing on that, betting soccer, losing on that.
It's the losing.
You want me to send the receipts?
Oh, here we go.
We've seen the receipts. You tell the audience the receipts. We all know the receipts.
Okay. I'll tell the audience the receipts. We'll go to my little account right now. If this is what we're going to do, if we're going to paint Mitch in a bad light, this is what we're going to do.
Miss Louis Rabeau is standing over your shoulder with an old Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
That you're rolling the money over to a pick four instead of taking them $100.
$100.
Don't act like we have the problem here. I'm just analyzing what everything. I am the IARP. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're making a judgment on the facts.
So let's go all the way back to the Masters, right? The weekend of April 9th to the 11th. That's when
the Masters is going to get so much. Oh, yeah. This is going to get so much run on the text line. The Masters.
All right. So after the Masters, the week of April 12th to the 18th, lost $40 that Monday, won $11 on Saturday. So I was down $28 that week. From April 19th to the 25th, didn't put a single bet in. From April 26th to May 2nd, lost $10 on Thursday, lost $10 on Friday, lost $7 on Sunday. Down $28 that week. Last week, won $15 on Tuesday, won $20 this Saturday because I had to put a bet in for our guy T-Scam. I mean, it's not a true degenerate wedding unless I have some money while the wedding's going on.
Was that your bet or his bet?
It was my bet.
Okay. You said you had to put a bet for him.
It was Sam Houston State. I don't know anything about Sam Houston State.
You're on one site. What about Twin Spires?
Twin Spires, yeah. I lost my ass at the Kentucky Derby.
Well, you're being locked right now. Yes. That counts, Mitch. Okay. When you lost your ass on the Kentucky Derby, that's when you start selling your possessions.
And I'm hearing loss, win $15. Loss, win $7. I mean,
My account's at $8 right now.
You're making it worse for yourself. What did you put in the account? If it's only at $8, that ain't good, brother.
Mitchell McClain.
You just did the opposite.
I didn't put anything in the account.
You're doing the opposite of what you're trying Strieble to do.
Strieble doesn't understand any of this.
Yes, I do.
I deleted Twin Spires. So I'm going to have to re-download it to see how much I lost.
You don't understand? Loss. That's what I understand.
Texas says, duh, Masters. Texas says, duh, Masters. Texas says, D Masters. Texas says, STFU Strieble.
I mean, do you guys not want the...
Go ahead.
I'm not being judgmental. I'm trying to help the guy out.
Do you guys not want the content of me and Louis Rabeau going hazzies on a pick four, trying to win some big money on Saturday?
I'm ready for it.
I hope you guys win. I do.
It's good for
the show. I don't believe that, Strieble.
Listen,
you know I want you to win.
I don't believe that.
You think Mitch wants you to land?
You think Mitch wants Kentucky to get Ty Washington?
Of course not. But that doesn't affect me personally. I don't want to see Mitch losing his money and selling his possessions. It hurts my soul. I'm trying to help.
That's not true.
It does. I like Mitch. I don't want Mitch to lose. I hope he wins. It'd be great for Mitch. But this, I'm not being judgmental. I just hear Mitch like saying, I'm going to quit gambling for the summer. And they're like, okay, he's not going to gamble anymore. What's he turns around, starts gambling all over the place and losing money. I'm like, Mitch.
What saddens me is he was just going down one website and ignoring Twin Spires where the true bloodbath happened.
I forgot about Twin Spires account. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot.
You're giving me minus 30, minus 10, plus 7. I'm going, wait a minute.
Well, it's because Strieble's like, you're losing all this money on baseball and soccer, and I don't bet those things. Strieble's just talking out of tune.
I'm not talking out. You just said you bet on the Masters and you bet on soccer. You just said that.
Did I say I bet on soccer? I said I bet on Sam Houston State in Division II football school.
And that's even worse. At least soccer you watch, you're betting on Sam Houston State, for crying out loud.
Did T-Scam want you to make that bet? During his wedding, he's like, "Yo, I got a text from my guy. Sam Houston State's a lock tonight."
No, I just did it in honor of him.
Okay, all right.
Did you win that one?
Yeah, I won.
Okay, well, good.
They won outright.
Texas says Mitch deleted his Twin Spires app because he lost his ass, but yet wants to put $100 on a horse race.
It's not just a horse race. It's a pick four. Louis said he hit it last year, and I like my guy Louis. He won money at the Derby. I didn't listen to his picks, so I'm going to listen to his picks this time.
This will be the last time you ever do it. I'm saying that's what's going to happen to Mitch.
Yeah.
We've been begging him to listen to the experts. He's going to listen to an expert. Louis's going to be wrong. He's going to lose his $100. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You're going to give Louis Rabeau a wee.
For free, yes, essentially. That's a wee that I haven't touched in 3 years.
I'm exasperated. I don't know what to do.
Louis Rabeau's got to get a bit of a newer system, too. I mean, no offense. He says his kids are going to be new to the video game thing.
Is this their first system?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something there. I don't know if Louis doesn't believe in video games or just doesn't want their minds to be rotted.
About that
you don't
too.
Care. Callan just plays video games for hours.
He had a Nintendo Switch before.
Yeah, but that's very different than Louis.
Yeah.
Louis looks down on you as a parent.
That's
you put a DVD in. Now there's no DVDs.
No, there's no DVDs.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You sit down, the kids go in front of the TV. Louis's kids, I don't know. I don't know his kids. They read books.
Well, not all the kids. Kellen reads books, too. But
on video games.
No,
he reads Game Pro.
He reads novels. He likes to
like
read
a
novels.
Huck Finn.
No, he likes like dragons and like sorcerers and stuff like that. He reads those types of books. The twins don't play video games at all. They go outside and play. Kellen's the only one that plays video games. The twins have no interest in it at all.
Texas says I'm gonna listen to his picks this time. Nick Valvano says, I keep thinking Mitch is saying weed, not we. Me too. I swear to you, I thought you said I'm selling Louis Rabeau weed.
My weed.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It took me a second to understand. It took my brain a second
right.
and a half
You're
to
like,
compute what was going
on. Hold on a second. Was he selling Louis Rabeau? I didn't know Louis Rabeau got down like
Texas
that.
Says, I bet a woman hasn't touched Mitch's weed in years. Texas says, please save a wee I haven't touched in 3 years.
If you guys really think I had a gambling problem, I'd be out on the street. I wouldn't be here.
I don't think you have a gambling
yes,
problem.
Yes, you do.
Would you let Mitch live with you for a little while in your den?
Yes.
In your den?
Yes.
If Mitch came to you and said, hey, you give me like two months.
Yeah.
2 months.
I have an inflatable mattress.
Done. You would do that.
Yes, absolutely. What,
how would you say that to your, like, would you
yeah,
intro
how would you
that,
spend
to
that
to your wife?
I would be like, honey, we've had people stay with us before they were in bad spots. Friends,
you
friends.
Have?
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay, I didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes,
okay,
a friend of my wife's a few years ago was in a bad spot with her boyfriend, got kicked out. She had nowhere to go, so she stayed with us for about four.
So
or five
she
days.
Cheated and kicked her out.
Well,
gotcha.
I don't know the backstory.
Okay,
of it. I just know that
probably
she was
don't
there.
Want to talk about
no,
that on
no,
the
no,
air.
No,
yeah,
no.
yeah, that's probably yeah. not something.
But as like I would yes, if Mitch had nowhere else to go and he's like Strebel, I need a place to stay. He could stay with us, and I'd say, hey, honey. This is Mitch. He's our producer. He's a good guy. You know, and we have an air mattress for you. We might even get a futon for you. I don't know. You'd stay in the little den area. There's an Xbox down there, TV. There's a fridge in the garage. You can
Sounds
walk
great.
Into, get some beer. It's great. I have a nice
well,
setup.
He may never want to leave.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be an option. I mean, he'd have to leave eventually, but he can stay a couple months.
Also,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Just Medina Spirit draws the number 3 post for the Preakness. He said as the 9-5 favorite. There you go.
I was looking at the draw. I don't know. Kent Taylor tweeted out. I'm like, I don't know anyone.
None of these horses.
I don't know. What happened to all the horses in the Derby? I don't know any of them.
Is Essential Quality great and running?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I thought that hurt.
Well, the 2-week turnaround is difficult.
It's
all about the health of the horse.
Real tough.
Until it isn't.
Yeah.
Until random cream is found on his body.
Yeah.
Texas says, Kellen is forced to read Matty Banks' book. Speaking of Matty Banks. Are you a little jealous you're not part of this OVW thing at all?
No.
I mean, he's got everyone involved.
No, I'm not.
He's got Perrin Johnson involved. Scotty D's involved.
No, I'm not jealous at all.
Why?
Because I'm not I don't talk to Matt Jones. I don't talk to Matty Banks. I mean, if I was an acquaintance of his and we spoke on the reg, then, yeah, maybe I'd be a little upset, but that's not the case. So
Mitch,
I'm
have you seen
offended.
This OVW stuff? Have you seen any of this?
Not really. I haven't been paying attention to it. I'm not like I'm not a wrestling guy. You guys keep asking me wrestling stuff,
it's just,
and I.
It's local fun. Yeah, it's local people. Who are going to be like what the managers to wrestlers?
Yeah,
so they're doing an online draft.
I just know Rummage versus Shannon to do. That's all I know.
OVW wrestlers. No one knows who they are.
You see the picture Matt Jones took with Mitch McConnell and the wrestlers.
Yeah,
did
we talked
that?
About that last week, didn't we? Or were you off that day?
I may have been off that day.
You're blaming the death of your grandmother on that.
No, I'm not. I may not have been in there, and I didn't hear the discussion about it, but yeah.
Texas says, Mitch disregarding Twin Spires is like an alcoholic disregarding beer.
It's because I bet horse racing one day a year, and so I forget about it. I'm sorry.
Well, 2 days a year.
Like three.
And then three of the Triple Crown, and then the Breeder and Breeder's Cup, and then a couple random days at the
track.
You've
got like five days a year, I bet, horse racing.
Texas says, a weed that I haven't touched in 3 years, I feel like that can be taken out of context.
Yeah, of course. That's what's
Texas says, it sounds like Mitch is saying he's selling weed instead of weed. If that's the case, tell him to give me a holler.
He is from Callaway County.
Texas says, my daughter has a T-ball game tonight. You want a piece of the action, Mitch? They're minus 23.
Kellen's game tonight. You want
to? Does he really?
Yeah.
Is he getting a ring for it?
Well, no, it's just a little league game.
He's not getting a championship ring or anything for it.
It's a regular little league game. Yeah, right, over at New Albany Little League. So I'll be zooming over there.
You taking down Big Easy?
I am taking.
Should we reach out to Big Easy? By the way, we probably should. Like, you think you're overtaking him as being like the guy in New Albany?
I'm making strides. Not even New Albany. I mean, I'm making strides into the Knobs.
Wow.
People
are tired of Big Easy.
I'm going to a swanky swim party in the Knobs in a couple weeks.
Are you really?
I am. In a very nice neighborhood.
Oh, boy. The Streebles are going to roll in there. Oh,
yeah.
Streeble, don't embarrass yourself.
No,
don't do it.
No, I'm not.
Come on, don't do it. Don't look like Southern Indiana when you roll in there. Don't do it. What are you going to do?
Well, the guy that owns the house, and he's like, we were talking Saturday, and he's like, you like bourbon? I was like, well, yeah, I like bourbon. He's like, oh, I got anything you want.
Nice. I was like, your wife's driving you, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Of course, yeah. So I'm making inroads all over Southern Indiana, so Easy better watch out.
I like that.
Big-time players.
Big Easy, did you see this, Mitch, that he has an entire Excel spreadsheet for his Peloton riding?
I know, I'm jealous. Is he still selling his old one? Not that I have the money for it, but...
You gave it to Louis Rabot for a pick four.
No, I gave it to Twin Spires. I just don't want Coop to have it.
Coop's living in Greece. Taking pictures with Dylan shirtless with Corona light. Not coronavirus, virus. Although that may be there too.
And texting Mitch about his bridesmaids. And
yes.
Say what's up. Coop says what's up. Oh,
Texas
thanks.
Says strides into the Knobs. Texas says I'm making strides in the Knobs. Texas says, Mitch, the Cardinals are plus 120 money line tonight.
I don't trust them at all.
You sound a little down on the Cards.
No, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball, which is why I don't trust them.
Okay. The Reds won like 15-1.
Congrats against the Pirates.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Pirates, and the only reason MLB cared about it because there's five games yesterday.
The Reds were like tweeting out like they had won the World Series.
Big things are going on in the Reds organization.
We need to get an update on Crino, right? Did he get that blind date?
Oh,
there
yes.
might be some new news on that. I want to get to that as well. Who knows if we get to a wheel of content at this point today. And the process. That's all I'll say. Our guy, the process. We'll talk about Mikey Betson. Rob Cassidy going to join us in about 20 minutes. It's a Tuesday here on The Take. Alrighty, big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card. Tony Ferguson, Michael Chandler, and more. There'll be no shortage of action in DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. They got a heavyweight offer for you this weekend with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt, and you can be walking away with that cash. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win a cool $100. No better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test and put your money where your mouth is than with DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, if MMA is not your thing, no worry. They got all the hockey, all the golf, all the basketball, soccer, and much more. It's all safe. It's all secure. I use it every day. It is DraftKings. So go download that DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code WHBE. WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WHBE to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. It's all for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, do we ever get parents' thoughts on Strebel's looks versus Drew Franklin? Oh, yeah, we did on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, I mean, you know what he said.
I know what he said, but yeah. that's fine.
And James Strebel.
No one thinks you're as good looking as Drew Franklin. You're the only one.
No.
I hate to do this to you.
I disagree.
You think there's more.
Yeah.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
She would not.
100%
she kicked dirt on Drew Franklin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's the weirdest discussion we have around here. Hang on, let me turn your mic back on. There you go.
It is. I don't even know. Remember how it,
I have
it,
absolutely
it
no idea.
Like, I don't know, but it's been running for a while.
Texter says, hey, guys, did you hear the Morning Boys fail miserably at trivia today?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they were awful. I mean, Blankenbaker and our text chain even admitted they were terrible.
We'll get to that here in just
a
second.
I'm ready.
Texter says, not that I have the money for it.
Pelotons are expensive.
Yeah, I know.
Texas says, Strebel going to crush 16 Busch Lights and burn heaters at a swanky swim party in the Knobs.
Yeah. Well, minus the heaters part.
You are going to look like... Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
Strebel, you can't go in there like Mr. Coles. You got it. You got to be ready. Please, don't do this.
I'm going in like me.
Oh, Strebel. All right. Strebel's going to the Knobs. He's taking down Big Easy.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been talking about Big Easy's vacations and
yes.
Peloton riding and everything else. All right, so Rob Cassidy from Rivals, Rivals.com, is going to join us here in about 6, 7, 8 minutes or so. But quickly, we need to get to this. And I don't know if Blankenbaker is listening, but we need to pass this on through Blank.
Yes.
Do you understand that yesterday, now I have no part of this. Yesterday, you brought up how you would like to challenge Biscuit to trivia.
I would,
now,
yes.
Now, I want no part of this because I'm not good at trivia. I don't think I know a lot about a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. I think I'm terrible for trivia. If I know an answer and other people don't, I feel good about myself because I go in, I have no confidence. I leak confidence that I go into any trivia thinking that I'm going to be one of the weakest links.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So for the morning show, I would play Diener's role, where Diener knows he passes the ball here. You got Biggest Biscuit. Maybe Nate Huber sits in. You got
Blankenbaker.
Blank, whatever it may be.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you challenged. It wasn't mean or nasty. You
no.
just outright challenged. And you said, hey, in a couple weeks, I'm done with school.
Yep.
I can roll in at, you know, 9:30, 9:25, whatever
whenever
it is,
they do it, yes.
on a Tuesday for some trivia. We can make this something.
Absolutely, yes.
And process, and I don't know who brought it up. Someone brought up that we were talking junk.
It was Diener.
Okay, that we weren't talking
junk.
I know I'm the worst when it comes to this. There's no bravado with Andy Sweeney. I'm staying away from this. If Strebel does well, we will congratulate him and talk junk. But if not, you're going to get crushed.
Yeah, I realize
you're going
that.
To be eviscerated.
I'm ready to put that on the line.
Understandable. So today, Process had difficult questions, but it wasn't good. Biscuit wasn't good.
Yeah.
Biscuit was not good.
See, I'd like to go. I need to go back and listen and see how many of those I can answer. I need to do that.
Here's the other problem. You've never really listened to the segment.
I have too.
Okay.
I have too. I mean, I have. Every once in a while, the bonus hour on my way home from here, I'll listen to trivia and I'll shake my head at some of the answers and be like, how did you not know that?
Okay.
Yes. Well,
all righty.
Yes.
So, Process didn't play the sound.
Why? It wasn't, like you said, it wasn't mean and nasty. I was just like, I'm good at trivia. I'd like to challenge Biscuit. It's a friendly challenge.
Here's what Process said. Process said, Diener doesn't want any shadow producing. And he said he was scared.
Process, he's not scared.
I was eating my breakfast in the station, and I'm eating dry cereal, and that's what he's telling me.
Why you're eating your Cheerios or whatever?
Yeah, I'm trying to
out
get
of a
my
baggie.
Niche. I'm trying to get some fiber.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, Process. Like, what do you say? He's like, I'm scared.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
He said, I'm scared.
Yeah. He said, Diener, no shadow producing.
It's not.
And so, yeah, that's what it was.
Here's the thing. It's not
Diener's
like
the one who brought up the sound.
Yeah, Diener brought it up.
That's why I'm confused.
Yeah, because, number one, it's not really shadow producing. You're not trying to get Diener in a gotcha. You're not trying to get Blankenbaker in a gotcha. You're saying, hey, Strebel said he's really good at trivia and he'd like to challenge Biscuit at some point. And I think Diener would be okay with that. Like, unless, you know, Diener's like, no, we can't have Strebel on the show.
They take trivia very seriously.
IARP, no, they don't.
But Process, I'm good at it.
Process gets the questions 3 minutes before he goes on the air. What are we doing here? So that's what happened. Blank, pass it along.
Blankenbaker, please. I texted Blankenbaker.
What's going on here. Again, I want no part of this.
And that's fine. I'll take this all on myself.
Texas says Diener's not going to like your analogy. No. Diener knows he'll get some sports questions.
Yeah.
But when it comes to geography or art.
Or movies
or
whatever,
for the most part, he's passing off to Biscuit or the other person. That's what I would do. Texas says, well, Sweeney moan. I'll bone for you.
Just go on.
I got no problem with that.
Just sit in the background and go, oh. Things like that.
Texas says, Strebel, Kindly Myers won't take photos with bum Strebel.
I've never met her. I bet she would take a picture with me, but I've never met her. I've never been in the same building
she's
as her.
She's probably taken a bunch of pictures with UK fans that look like you.
Yes, absolutely.
I would go out
and
on this
worse.
Limb.
Yeah, and worse than me. Absolutely.
Texas says, we never heard how much the addict lost to Twin Spires. I don't know.
I don't want to call. He's not an addict. I don't
well,
think
I'm worried about him. I've talked to him off the air that I'm worried about.
Yes, I think there's worry there.
I'm
but
worried about
I don't
him.
Think it's a full-blown addiction. I don't. I just think Mitch is just, he ebbs and flows. Right now he's ebbing.
Texas says, it wouldn't be the first time that James challenged a Biscuit.
Usually I won those challenges too. I'm infinity wins against Biscuits.
yes, you are. Oh, since we're not in the studio, I have no idea if Mitch is getting Rob Cassidy or not.
I'm about to call him.
Okay,
oh,
yeah,
you're calling
go,
him.
Go
okay,
ahead,
yeah.
go ahead and call him right now. We'll catch him on the fly.
We got a lot of questions for Rob.
Oh goodness. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, and I know that's where we are, and I pass along to Blankenbaker now because at first I thought
I think you should be the summer staple.
Well,
I think you should be on with them.
I would love that. I would absolutely
love that.
But you've
got to answer the phone. You've got to be ready.
I'll be ready.
It's about 9:25, 9:30 on Tuesday.
That's fine. Even like
that's what I think.
Yeah, nice when
to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, nice when my wife works. Even like the next day, she's home by 8 a.m.
Right.
So she's home. I'll say, hey, I'm going to run do the Diener show for about a half an hour, then I'll be right back home. Boom.
There you
go. Good to go. Yeah, I'd love to do it. I think it'd be fun. That's why I was confused earlier when I texted Blankenbaker. I said, I'm coming for you all in trivia, and he didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I know why.
See, he wasn't told. All right, let's not waste Rob Cassidy's time. We like this guy, at @Cassidy_Rob. He's from Rivals, national basketball reporter. Rob, good afternoon, sir. How was the trip to Memphis?
It was a trip to Memphis.
There you go.
How are you guys doing, man?
You didn't have time to get to Tunica, did you? You're probably much too busy to get to Tunica, I would imagine.
No, but I've heard good things. I did not get over to Tunica. that's on my list of places I would like to visit, though.
Well, I don't know if it should be. Maybe if you're in that area. Me and my wife went a couple times when we were traveling, like New Orleans and stuff. I almost lived in Memphis. I had some family around there, and I remember buddies of mine. We went to his first Saturday in May. They used to have a thing called Memphis in May. Which was a big outdoor music festival. We saw 3-6 Mafia that night and Sum 41. It was an eclectic group. Some jazz musicians and rap musicians and a couple rock. We saw, for some reason, I thought Godsmack play, but I'm not sure. We saw.
Yeah. Wait a minute. A concert with Godsmack and 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah. I told you the crowd was, it was odd. But afterwards, we went and just free drinks, $5 blackjack at Tunica. So if you ever want to do that, that is the way to go. And I saw you tweeting about the Kentucky Derby, the urination on hay. Those are the things that we've talked about today other than basketballs, just so you know. Bob Baffert.
What an incredible guy that is. Like,
that's great.
That's the best one you can make up.
Dude, like, it's this city. Rob, I'm telling you, this city with Patino and Petrino and Tom Jurich and all of those hijinks, and you got Lexington, you got Kentucky Derby. Dude, there's always some ridiculous story going on, always.
Are you guys familiar with the rapper NLE Choppa from Memphis?
No. Mitch, are you?
Like a SoundCloud, like, he just showed up at the Iverson game and did an impromptu halftime concert and then was allowed to play in kind of the Underguard game where they gave him a jersey and he suited up and played against high school. It was really, came out of the crowd, took off like 6 gold chains, handed them to like his dude, and then put on the jersey and started playing.
That's amazing.
That's great.
That's awesome.
It was wild. Very good. Peak Memphis.
Yeah, it really is. Rob Cassidy with us from Rivals. I guess what was, and we've read some of your stuff and used it for content, so I want to get into Kentucky stuff, Ty Hickman, and some other items. I guess what were your big picture takeaways from the weekend? So many people finally now able to get out in gyms and do some real evaluations and get some good information.
No, yeah, it was nice being able to see these guys, you know, with no McDonald's game this year and everything. This was the closest thing we were going to get. And it was nice to see a lot of these players, a lot of these top guys next to each other and see just how far they'd come over the last year. You know, I see some of the guys in Florida and, you know, the guys at Montverde I'd seen, but it had been a long time since I'd seen, you know, Apollo in person or Chet Holmgren in person. So that was – it was nice kind of being able to kind of juxtapose the skill sets. You know, Chet's still a freak. We're still going to keep him number one, I think. His defense is just, you know, it is near impossible to score on Chet Holmgren at the basket. So Gonzaga's getting a good one there.
Oh, yeah. I made fun of his windmill dunk that I wasn't impressed with. But he is going to ball. There's no doubt he's going to ball out.
The thing is, he's like, he's so effective. But, you know, it's not exactly like watching poetry in motion watching Chet. Like, he's not an aesthetically pleasing. He comes from the James Harden school of, this guy is really good, but this is also kind of like a really good LA fitness player. It's kind of hard to watch. You know, it's not like watching Allen Iverson.
Right,
like
right. Rob Cassidy with us. Lots of, and you had a story, you know, talking to prospects who kind of shined in their eyes. Lots of Nolan Hickman talk, and obviously decommits from Kentucky and has a number of suitors there. I guess for me, the Kentucky conversation, he was always a sure thing, right, Rob? Because he was on the team for months, and so he was just kind of the sure thing. And I never really thought of him as kind of a one and done, and maybe he is that. Maybe he's a little bit better than I thought. What did you make? He was one of seemingly the talks of the weekend.
Yeah, I think he had the best weekend of any point guard there. He's gotten so much more confident in taking over a game. He's always kind of been a pretty good facilitator, but now he's going to the basket. He knows he's the man now. It seems like he'll kind of assert himself in a way that he didn't really do even in his high school season. It was nice to kind of see him do that on the floor. I think he's going to land at Gonzaga, which is going to be interesting because they've already got Hunter Salas in the fold.
Sure.
They're kind of recruiting over him. He struggled this weekend, by the way. He looked like there was a separation between the other guys and him. If Hickman looked like the best, he probably struggled the most out of that bunch of point guards.
Look at that. You're missing out, Strebel. I told you, Nolan Hickman. So you mentioned Gonzaga and their recruiting, obviously, at the level that they are, which it's at the highest level. Rob Cassidy with us. Ty Washington, give us a skinny on him. And, I mean, Kentucky fans are uber confident that he's going to be theirs on Saturday, obviously.
I think that there's a reason for that. Yeah, I think that they'll definitely get him. That's kind of what it seems like. He basically, like, we've gotten to talking about Arizona and Kentucky during our conversation, and, you know, without thinking it, you know, he's like, you know, wherever I go to college, you know, I'm fine with going far away from home. My mom's going to have to travel a little bit to see me. And so I was like, wait a minute. I guess that means we're really not considering Arizona here. Mm-hmm. I think he knows. I think everybody knows. I think it's a pretty poorly kept secret that he's going to land there. And it's a good fit, I think. You know, Ty's had a great year. He can shoot it. Obviously, that's what Kentucky needs. and he can throw the basketball.
Yeah, I can't remember who, on Twitter said does he remind you of Emmanuel Quickly at all? And I said, well, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Quickly, his sophomore year was awesome, and now he's translated right to the NBA, obviously. But his freshman year, he was almost non-existent. People thought he might transfer. Is that a good comparison, I guess?
Yeah, I think I could see it. I can see why they do it, just because they're both, you know, have the reputation of being, like, you know, a quick slasher, high-level scorer that can do that things. But Ty, I think that he translates more right away. He didn't have a week like Hickman did at the Iverson game, but the body of work is undeniable this year. I mean, the kid is – when that kid gets hot, you know, watch out. He can score 40. Mm-hmm. His fight is going to be with, you know, kind of becoming a better passer, making better decisions with the basketball. That's all stuff that comes in time. And I think once you get into a college system, he'll do that a little bit better. But as far as from an athleticism standpoint, skill standpoint, scoring the ball, he's already there.
You would consider him a Cal guy, right? His quotes sound like it.
Yeah, he wants – I told you this last time I was on the show, I think. When I was a little surprised when he picked Creighton over Illinois, because he is like this guy that talks about how he likes the big stage. He likes the attention. He likes, you know, he's a Cal guy. He wants to play at a place like Kentucky. It was always kind of the narrative about Ty. So when he picked Creighton over Illinois, it kind of stunned me a little bit. So I think this time around, he's going to kind of follow, you know, his gut and pick that big stage because that's what he wants. That's where he thrives.
Rob Cassidy with us from Rivals here to take on Tuesday on ESPN 680 105.7. Jaden Hardy, I know no chance there. G League, I mean, I know that's what's going to happen. I guess, how did he look this weekend? And I guess Kentucky fans feel like they're going to finish second in this one on Saturday. They're hopeful, but, you know.
He wasn't out there. Hardy wasn't out there for the Iverson thing. But I haven't seen him in a while. But, yeah, he's, I think, you know, finishing second, too, we're going to pay you a bunch of money is –
Yeah, that's
you know,
the way
it's hard
to go.
To beat that.
Yeah,
you know, recruiting against the NBA is. Just,
what did you think of Jalen Green coming out and saying we'd be talking different about the number one pick if I went to a college?
I saw that. I like that. And he might, you know, I don't know that he's right. I like the confidence, but you know, I don't know if that's a condemning the G League route or like people took that as he kind of regrets it.
Yeah.
And maybe. I would like to ask him some follow-up questions on that or hear something, because I wasn't really sure how to take it, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were just kicking around here doing a lot of shows from home and everything in my home studio, Rob Cassidy with us. And you know, we just stumbled upon the games, you know, at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on ESPN2 or ESPN News, and there was no promotion. So, I had not seen a lot of those guys, right, for months upon months. And I'm like, damn, these guys would be good if they were in college. No wonder Cal wanted this guy, you know. No wonder Cal wanted these guys. So, I mean, I guess the question, I don't know. Yeah, and if he goes to Kentucky or Duke, there's no doubt. I see him on TV 20 times instead of one time at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. You know,
and
I don't know.
More buzz. I mean, think about how different Kentucky is too, or Duke.
Oh, sure.
There,
yeah.
You know, and how different the narrative of the season is, and then he's the guy at the middle of maybe a pretty good Kentucky team, and not what happened this year. So I think he definitely has a point. Now, I don't know if we'd be talking. You know, you got to take a couple mental gymnastics to get to, okay, this guy would be the number one pick if he went to college. I admire the confidence.
Well, here's the thing, Rob. A lot of people said, well, you know, this is, you know, ouch, you know, kids need to reconsider and go to college and not worry about the G League. And I'm like, y'all know the Green's going like third or fourth. You know he's not dropping to 24th or 34th because he went there. Like, he may not be first, Cade Cunningham going to be first, but he could be second, third, or fourth. Like, that ain't that bad either. That's not that, you know, that much of a denouncing of the G League.
No, and it's also really easy to say that when nobody's trying to give you a few hundred thousand dollars, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not 18 and somebody's like, hey, you get a college or play for free, or you can come here and we'll, you know, change your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really easy to sit back and say, reconsider when nobody's trying to pay you, you know?
I was going to be snarky, and, you know, when you mentioned $100,000, you know, LSU landing Efton Reed, congratulations to all. It's just, it's a terrible joke. We like Will Wade here. We like Will Wade. No. We do.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, I'm not, you know, I don't want to condemn the guy in a mob, but this is how people used to treat Scott Drew.
Oh,
like,
sure.
You remember when
and
Scott
Cal.
Drew got to Baylor?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, anytime he's a player, he can't coach, he's a cheater. And like, and that kind of faded, but it feels like Scott Drew 2.0 now, the way that people treat Will Wade.
Oh, they love him. He's a great guy. Oh, no, it's totally different. No,
yeah.
it's and Calipari fell into that. For a little while, I would say probably every time he got a player. Of course, now sometimes he doesn't get the players, but, you know, I guess he is on Saturday. Rob, appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll catch up down the road. We'll keep following you on Twitter and there on the site. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate you guys. I'll check in from Tunica when I get there.
No, there we go. There we go. Rob Cassidy with us. Appreciate it. From Rivals, a great follow there. At Cassidy_Rob, if you want to follow him. So that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that Tunica, man. Mitch, you'd love it. It's dirty. It is dirty, Mitch. You would love how dirty it is.
So
you would
Memphis,
love how dirty.
Memphis held a music festival the same day as Derby, always.
Okay. I need to look it up, but yes. So went to that multiple times.
Yeah.
A little 3-6 Mafia.
That's awesome.
A little Sum 41.
Yeah, back when Sum 41 was it.
Things were passed around.
Oh.
My buddy partook.
Oh.
And he ended up in a porta potty for a while.
Maybe a little something extra.
Mitch, there's a lot that happened. There's a lot that
seems
happened.
Like it.
There is. But the answer was we went, and I can't remember. This would have been maybe 2004-ish,
let's say
2004,
yeah.
And this is when, you know, 3-6 Mafia was a big deal.
Right, Sum 41
and
was a big deal.
It was as dangerous as humanly possible.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fights. I mean, it was as dangerous as humanly possible.
Was that when 3-6 Mafia had that show on MTV where they lived in, like, Hollywood?
Well, that might have been I'm not exactly sure. Okay?
That show was awesome.
And then I think we went, like, a year later, and there was much more security. Like, I can't tell you, like, in 2004, like it was lawless.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was lawless.
That was back in my heyday, like, too, when I was doing things and like.
What
like,
were you doing?
That would have been my scene back then. I would have been having a good time. Been having a very good time, listening to some music, having some drinks. Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Tell you what, Nolan Hickman's going to look great in a Gonzaga uniform.
He is.
Just because he don't play anybody. He's just going to look great.
He is.
He's going to look great, yeah, no matter what. Because you're right, they'll play some good teams early, and then he'll fade into obscurity.
The analysis of Nolan Hickman was wrong.
By everybody. It sounded that way. He was discounted. I mean, when he committed, it was laughed at.
We didn't talk about him like a one and done.
No, we didn't. Because he was when he committed, he was like a four-star player.
So Cal evaluated, right?
And
I mean, that needs to be your take. You want to take a break, Mitch?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Oh, boy, that mic sounds bad.
Is he texting you? We got to take a break.
No, he's not texting
me. Oh, okay. I'll just make sure.
Watching ESPN right now, they keep showing. Oh, by the way, Mitch, the Giants and Chiefs play this year.
Oh.
In Kansas City, right?
Oh, yeah. You know who's.
Oh!
You know who's going to be in a suite for that game?
Yeah.
Not you.
No, not me.
You know where your Daniel Jones
Gershon?
Jersey?
Gershon.
Gershon.
Such an inside joke.
Gershon.
He's a Giants fan.
Yeah, he's a Giants fan.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Giants and Yankees. Loves Giants and Yankees.
I don't know Gershon. I shouldn't say that because I don't know him.
He's always tweeting about them. Giants and
is
Yankees.
Is he really?
He is, yes.
I must not follow him on Twitter then at all.
Oh, you guys would get along. He likes your favorite professional teams.
Why would I get along with him? How do you know?
He botched
that one report.
He did, but
after
he liked,
I had him on the air.
He liked the Giants and the Yankees.
No, that doesn't matter.
So do you.
I followed one, like, fanboy site on accident.
Yeah?
And I was like, man, these people, they sound like Louisville fans.
Giants fans.
Yeah, I'm like, they sound, this makes me sad. I don't want to know these
also,
people.
Also, I have Fox News on because Baffert's lawyer just went on there.
Oh, no.
And we totally missed it. And now I just have no idea what they're talking about. Your world, Cavuto.
Cavuto.
Cavuto? I don't watch, so I don't know.
You gotta go to break.
Apparently,
there,
California's
man.
Getting more state stimulus checks, so that's cool.
You just gotta.
Maybe I should move to California.
You just. All right, guys. I'm gonna transfer to a Hightower Men's Clinic. I almost said mixtape. That's not gonna be the mixtape. The Hightower Men's Clinic, HightowerMens.com. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. They are here to help you. 690-2800. 690-2800. HightowerMens.com. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. Get back that confidence and do so today. And that's what they do. That's all they do. They help guys and they can help you today. Again, HightowerMens.com. Schedule that free consultation. 690-2800. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic.
BetRivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.